The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and we're going to go right into old time radio. And this week's segment is Damon Runyon Theater for a Pal.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Touching for a Pal. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. It is just the other night that I am sitting in Mindy's when who comes in but little Joey. Little Joey is all by himself, which is more than somewhat strange. The reason for the strangeness is because he is pals with Blind Benny. I asked little Joey why he is not with Blind Benny. And he tells me a story that at first I do not believe. But it turns out later that Joey is telling nothing but the truth. Like I say, I am sitting one night in Mindy's when I look up and see little Joey standing by my table. Now, maybe I better fill you in on the background so you will see just what this story means to little Joey and Blind Benny. Blind Benny is blind, and little Joey is his pal. They go every place together. In fact, there is never a time when anybody sees Benny that little Joey is not leading him around, telling him things, explaining this and that to Benny. And this is for 15 years. Then suddenly, they are not seen around together anymore. And this occasions more than a little wonder. And the story why, as Joey tells me the other night in Mindy's, is as follows.
Sure, Broadway. Lots of people wondered why me and Benny split. But there ain't nobody knows why. There ain't nobody but Benny and me knows what happened one night on the Staten Island ferry.
On the ferry? What do you mean, Joey?
Well, it didn't start that night exactly, Broadway. No, it started one night when Benny and me were standing on the corner of Broadway and 52nd. I am just about ready to lead Benny across the street when Eddie Jacobs, the ticket agent, comes up to us.
Hiya, Joey. Hello there, Benny.
Who's that? Eddie?
Yeah, Benny. It's Eddie Jacobs.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Tip top. Say, what are you two guys doing tonight?
Just moseying around. Why?
Tell you what. I got a couple of ducats to a new play that just opened. Thought maybe you two would like to go.
Hey, that's swell. Ain't it, Joey?
Sure. Matter of fact, we were thinking of a movie.
Yeah, but a play's better. Where is the play, Eddie?
At the Majestic. I don't know how it is, but the fact remains that even I couldn't get rid of all the ducats.
It must be pretty bad.
Maybe. What do you say? You want the ducats?
Oh, sure, sure. We'll go, won't we, Joey?
Well, Benny, I'd rather see a good movie than a bad play.
Oh, come on, Joey, let's go.
Well, okay. Give us the tickets, Eddie.
Sure. Have a good time.
Eddie's a nice guy, huh? How far down front are the seats, Joey?
Third row, right in the middle.
Oh, swell. I can hear good down there. You can tell me what's going on the stage.
Sure. Okay. For you, I'll do it.
You're a real pal, Joey.
Anything for you, Benny. Anything. Okay, we just got time to hit the theater before the curtain goes up.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, wait till the light changes, Benny.
Oh.
It's red now. Okay, there we go. Easy now. Watch your curve. So.
Yeah, I got it.
Broadway's pretty tonight, Benny. The signs are all lit up.
Big one on the Winter Garden?
Like a lot of diamonds in the sky. Here's a doll looks like $1 million. Hey, careful of the curve now, Benny. That's a boy. So, Broadway, me and Benny went to the play. If I had $1 million, I'd give it if we hadn't met Eddie Jacobs that night.
Why? I do not understand. He gives you tickets for a play. Benny wants to go.
Play is what done it. See, it was a very bad play. And Benny and me are talking about it so loud that the actors hear us and we get the bums rush out of the place.
You mean you and Benny are tossed out?
Practically on our ears.
We're standing in the lobby outside, wondering whether we should ask for our money back.
Money back? But those are free ducats you get from Eddie.
Uh-huh. But it was such a bad evening, we figured we ought to get something out of it. Then, while we're standing there, she comes up.
She? Who is she?
Miss Mary Marble. Anyway, she comes up to us, and the first thing she says is...
Oh, gentlemen, just a minute. I want to talk to you.
Huh? Hey, Joey, who is this?
I've never seen her before. Excuse us, miss, but we don't know you.
I know you don't, but I heard your remarks in the theater about the play.
And you wish to take exception to them?
Look, miss, we got a right to give honest criticism. That is a terrible play.
Oh, sure it is. And it was terrible acting. Hey, let's go, Joey.
No, wait. You didn't give me a chance to explain.
There was something to explain. Not about that play.
Now, let's go,
Benny. Oh, please. Don't be angry at me.
Oh, we're not, but we will be. And we've been tossed out of the show, and we...
Yes, and then I left because I agreed with you.
Huh? You agreed?
I agreed with every single word you said about it, and I think it's a sin and a shame that you should have been treated the way you were.
Hey, you mean that?
I certainly do.
Hey, Benny, you hear that?
Yeah. Miss, we apologize.
Miss, you are a very smart doll.
You sure are. Oh,
thank you.
Hey, look, my name is Joey. They call me Little Joey. This is my friend, Blind Benny.
Blind?
Oh, it's all right, miss. Don't let it worry you. As a matter of fact, tonight I was glad I couldn't see the actors. The play would have been twice as bad.
And that is strictly true, miss. Well,
my name is Mary. Mary Marble.
Oh, we are pleased to make your acquaintance, Miss Marble.
Likewise.
Well, I'm sorry I burst in on the two of you like I did, but I just had to let off steam.
Yeah, sure, sure. Hey, me and Joey are going for a cup of coffee. Maybe you'd like to come along, huh?
Well,
sure, why not? Come along, Miss Marble.
Well, if you're sure I won't be intruding.
No, nobody intrudes on Joey and me. Right, Joey?
Not a chance. Okay, let's go, huh? There's a coffee place down the street.
Oh, thanks, I'd love it.
Yeah, so would we. So would we.
Well, Joey, so far this seems not too bad.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't finished yet. You know, it turns out that Miss Marble works in a shop that sells women's stuff.
So?
And this gives her time off in the afternoons. It seems also that she likes to spend her afternoons off with me and Benny.
Ah. Well, what happens then, Joey?
Well, one day the three of us are walking through Central Park. It was a walk me and Benny always liked to take, especially in the spring when the trees are blooming and the animals in the zoo are in the outside cages. You know how I always liked to tell Benny about the stuff he couldn't see. Well, this day we're walking through Central Park, like I said. We come to the cage where the bears are. Miss Marble stops short-like and says...
Oh, look! Cubs! They're cubs.
Hey, they're pretty cute, ain't they?
Cubs? How many of them are they?
Two, Benny.
Oh, no, three. You missed one, Joey. See him? Behind the rock there.
Oh, sure, I missed one.
Tell me, what they look like?
Well, Benny, they're kind of brown, little...
Oh, they're wonderful, Benny. Like little animated balls of fur.
Yeah.
Look, the smallest one is trying to get into the water.
How's he doing it? What's he doing?
Well, it's kind of funny to watch him, Benny. He's...
Oh, he's awkward. His back legs can't keep up with his front. Look, he fell in the water, Benny. He slipped and fell in.
Hey, that must have been funny, huh? You see it, Joey?
Yeah, I saw it.
Go on, Mary. What else is happening?
I can tell you later, Benny. Come on, let's go to the other
cage. Oh, no, wait. The other two cubs are trying to get at the one in the water.
What happened, Mary? What happened?
Well, there are all three of them in now. One fell in right after the other.
Gee, you make it so as I can almost see him, Mary. Joey, ain't she swell?
Sure. Sure, she's swell.
Hey, Joey, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing. Why?
Well, I thought you looked kind of funny, that's all.
I'm okay. I'm all okay.
Sure he is. Joey's always okay. Huh, Joey?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's walk around some more, huh? Let's go to the seals. It's about their feeding time.
How about the monkey house? Benny, you always like me to tell you about the monkeys.
No, let's go see the seals. It's about the feeding time.
That's the way it went, Broadway. It ain't long before Mary's doing all the talking and I'm like a third wheel on a bicycle.
I see. Well, look, Joey, if you feel that way about it, why do you not tell this Miss Marble to take a bus far away?
I couldn't, Broadway.
Couldn't? Why not?
Well, it's this way. About a month after the Central Park thing, Benny and me are sitting in our place together. Remember we had a couple of rooms up on 61st?
Sure, I remember. Well, what happens there?
Well, it was just me and him, like it used to be. Miss Marble ain't there, but we got a date to meet her later. Benny is awful quiet. I don't feel like talking, so I'm awful quiet. Finally, Benny says...
Joey? Joey?
Yeah, Benny?
I want to ask you something. Something awful important.
Sure, go ahead.
It's about Mary.
Oh? What about her?
She's got a pretty voice, ain't she?
Yeah, awful pretty. Why?
Well, I was kind of wondering about the rest of her.
So? What are you wondering about?
Well, maybe you could tell me about her, Joey. What she looks like. You know, this is the first time I miss my eyes. What's the matter, Joey?
Nothing. I was just trying to think how to start.
Start with the hair. Joey, what color is it?
Well, it's a kind of honey color.
Yeah?
Like the honey they give you for the hot biscuits in them fried chicken places.
Yeah, I can see that. Go on.
And her eyes, well... It's kind of hard to tell about them, Benny.
Why?
They ain't always the same color. Sometimes they're kind of blue-like. Then, at night, they're kind of purple.
Oh, sure. Sure. You know, a long time ago when I was a kid, I remember seeing a girl like that. Joey?
What?
She's beautiful, ain't she? Joey?
Yeah, Benny, she is. She's beautiful.
I knew it, Joey. I knew she had to be.
So what if she is? There's 100 dozen dolls like her.
Huh? What do you mean, Joey? There ain't 100 dozen dolls like her. And you know there ain't.
Oh, all right, Benny. All right, there ain't.
Hey, you sore?
Oh, no, sure not. Why should I be sore?
I kind of thought you were. You know, sometimes I can see things other people can't.
Like what?
Things inside people, Joey?
Okay, there ain't nothing inside me but my stomach. I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat, huh?
Okay, Joey, we'll go get something to eat.
Well, Joey tells me that much. Then he tells me the rest of the story, which is something that nobody would believe. Unless it happens to Joey and Benny, which it does. And which I will tell you about in a minute.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.